Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? What's up, everybody? You're now rocking with the True Team. All right, tonight we're gonna debut a couple songs tonight, and our top tonight is Dysfunctional. So we're gonna dive into the dysfunctional ways of those in the entertainment industry by bringing a refreshing mix of humor and understanding to celebrities. And also, we're going to be joined right here with none other than my co-host, Rashida Carter, a.k.a. Switchblade Carter. All right, so check this out. To get it started, we're going to get into some of that, the one chemist. And this is called I Need a Beat. This is real exclusive. Let's go.
Yo, yo.
With the True Team. I'm Genuine Collington. You got Mosquito Carter in the house. What's good with
What's up?
Good. So today's topic is dysfunctional. And if we know at any time that you want to understand this, though, if you want to really dive into this right-hand dysfunctional, it's celebrities most of the time anyway. Because all they are is just a bunch of unnecessary bullshit that be going on or whatever. And so, yeah, you know, we're going to dive right into it. Now, of course, I love MediaTakeout.com. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it
mm-hmm.
just like my co-host loves Instagram.
What?
Okay?
You got to tell everybody that.
I'm just saying. Now, let's start it off with, so we had the suicide attempt of a R&B singer, and now it seems as though that, first of all, we had Chris Brown and a host of other artists taking her to church this summer, okay? And my thing is this. It proves to me that the people who you see that is out here and they are out here doing their thing or whatever, they're making their money, they're the ones that's going to commit suicide over the ones that are broke and struggling.
That's true.
And the reason being is because people will have money that it does not make them happy all the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's the thing. I don't know. Like, it's crazy. I mean, I feel like, you know, it should be where if you're going to be out here and you're making your money, I think that instead of paying somebody to be your coke getter or your hole getter, have somebody
mm-hmm.
that actually has some fucking common sense enough to say, hey, don't do that. Please,
let me know.
Stop trying to slit your wrist. Hey, put the gun down. I mean, think about it. When you look at people, like the guy from that was married to the girl from Hole, Kurt Cobain. Think about this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That nigga could have still been alive. You never know. If he had somebody
sure.
to say, hey.
Yeah.
But see, he meant to die, that part.
This is he did.
I'm just saying, because the gun that they said he shot himself with, that wasn't no regular gun. You don't just regularly pick up a big ass gun like that, a shotgun. Be like, click, click, boom.
Right.
So okay, he meant to die. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he didn't tell nobody. and here's the other part. Okay. If you really want to kill yourself, you're not going to say a motherfucking word. You're just going to do it. People who say it are looking for attention, for somebody to stop them from making the most horrible mistake you can ever make. What do you think about that?
There's another typical Caucasian person to me. Can't have anything else to do.
I feel you.
It's weird.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. The chick you're talking about, kid, wasn't it? Kehlani or something?
Yeah, Kehlani.
Okay, so I will sound stupid. Who is she? I'm just saying.
Well, okay, now, here's the thing with that, though. Here's the thing with that. You know, and if y'all want to call in right now, by all means, call in.
929-477-3273.
Call in. Now, I don't know. So that's how you know, obviously, whoever is a publicist should be fired. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Like, people, common folk like ourselves should not have to go with the mentality of, who is that? Who's Kalani? I mean, I don't mean to harm, but her fucking name's like a drink. I mean, yo, real talk, my nigga. Hey,
yep.
Yo, I went to the club,
yep.
right? Man, I had five Kulanis, man. That's what it's sounding to me. It sounds like a drink. It's not sounding like nothing that I wouldn't date somebody with a name like that.
It's too close to me.
You know?
Too close to colostomy.
Thank you. But
something.
Guess what, though? But see, maybe she wanted to kill herself because her name sounds like something close to a piece of shit. I'm just saying.
Well, you stupid.
But anyway,
stupid.
I'm just saying. Now, speaking of shit,
okay.
Superhead attack. It said Superhead just snitched on Columbus Short and gave the prosecutors enough evidence to indict him immediately. I wonder what happened.
What?
Oh, wait. Oh, I know. His crazy behind decided that he was going to cheat on her. And then when you cheat, first of all, when you cheat on her, and we discussed this last night, too. So if you're going to cheat on a person, don't be like, so what? To take the first.
Well, yeah. But I mean, who knows if she's not in on it, or she had a part in it, and he got too excited or liked it more, and she got mad. Just saying.
Okay, so we had a really bad technical difficulty because the shit knocked me out. What the fuck? Anyway.
Okay, because I wondered why I got so quiet. I'm like, what?
See,
see what happened.
Here it is. See, now that's what I'm talking about, y'all. When you're telling the truth, now you see what happened. I didn't even push the off button. I'm just saying.
Can I take
control
of that?
Come on now.
Not me.
Come on now. But yeah, who told? First of all, okay, let's just keep it real here. Now y'all know for a fact, that this right here don't make no sense whatsoever. And y'all just got married. Y'all just got married. Y'all was all posing on Instagram. Y'all made yourself a little cute little dumbass name, of course. You know how y'all stupid people just, you know, whatever? Come on now.
Yeah.
Then you got Shaq, big dumbass. He just got engaged, and he proposed to his fiance on Instagram. Okay, so you have 15 seconds. You mean tell me you act Shaq. Really? Really?
Mm-mm.
Now.
So hold
we
it.
Have...
wait a minute. He engaged to Hoops, right?
Nope, not no more.
What's that mean?
Let's just say he must have found another hoop to stick his stuff in or something.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna say.
Okay.
And my thing is we all know for a fact that what he bought seven something now. He bought 7 feet something. I mean,
yeah,
I don't listen. He won them. That's that dude that if he ever came to you and said, "I'm saying though, for real," you know, now, ladies,
uh-uh.
let's just keep it brutally honest here, okay? I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Now, ladies, why do you guys, why do you girls act like y'all be wanting the biggest fucking cock ever in life when all you guys are doing is stretching your shit out? And guess what's going to happen? When your dumbass have a baby, the baby's going to slot out and cut his own umbilical cord. You nasty bitch.
That's just foul. That's foul. You are terrible.
I'm just the truth. Oh, speaking of foul, thank you for that. For that. Let's give it up for the female rapper who decided that she was going to make a video. And when she made the video, she decided that she was going to suck this nigga off in her own music video. After sucking on his gun. Now, first of all, bitch, you done sucked off every crime he ever committed on that gun. Thank you very much.
Oh,
that's
man.
Like sucking off the blood off of OJ's knife. Just saying.
Uh-uh.
I'm just saying, like, but then she, okay, so you thinking, okay, she's ratchet. I got that. Number one, and number one, ratchet. Number two. Not only is the bitch ratchet, but then she has the nerve to suck on this nigga dick. And when
right.
she does that, and when she does that, when she comes back to the screen or whatever, there's cum
yeah.
all over her face, and she decides to continue to keep rapping. Like she doesn't realize that this dude nutted on her face.
I think she did.
And what's that? And what type of head are you giving when you just bust? Like, you must get that. That's super head for you right there. Because she sucked this nigga off. She set this nigga off for at least 30 seconds. And this nigga bust. Seriously? So
well,
that's where it's at right now? I'm just saying, though. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think, though? Because this shit is so ratchet, bro. Y'all, you guys, I must share this. Okay? I must share this right here. And I what I'm gonna do is I'm sharing it right now. And I want
uh-huh.
you guys to go on my page. Okay? And I want you guys to go on my page right now. And I want you guys to watch this crazy shit right here. Because obviously something is wrong here. I'm just saying, matter of fact, check this out.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to do one better. Go onto our Facebook page and type in the true tea. And watch it on our page, and you'll see what the fuck I'm talking about. All right, y'all. Now, what I want y'all to do, if you got a question for one of us right here, call in right now to 929-477-3273. And now that we done got off here, how ratchet ass, because that bitch is ratchet. I mean, and what happened to... See, all these chicks that we talk about, oh, yeah, I'm a freak. I swallow. No, you don't.
You
couldn't
hear
her song. And the song is as ratchet as she is because ain't nobody tell you talking about how, yeah, my pussy the bomb. It is? How am I supposed to know that? And I don't want to know either. Your pussy probably knows how to connect the dots.
Ain't nobody got time for that, you just said.
I'm just saying. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Now, here's the thing I have right here, okay? By all means, and I mean this literally, by all means, Iggy Azalea needs to take several seats, and obviously she did, because the newly single Iggy Azalea was spotted riding a horse. I wonder
That's
what she's
right.
thinking of. Riding
a horse.
It
wasn't him.
Yeah.
It wasn't him, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. And speaking of that, Young Jeezy, now, I don't know if anybody knows about this story or whatever, and frankly, I don't know. But Young Jeezy decided that, I don't know, he didn't want to let nobody know that, you know. I mean, I think all stars, most of the stars, 90% of the stars, you guys don't have your original teeth. So I'm not surprised about this now forever. And, yeah, so his front teeth came out, and he had to gum it the rest of the way. And, yes, they say he still rocked the party, so obviously it didn't stop. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, here's my thing. I mean, that could have been from him saying, yeah, all day, you know? I don't know.
Stupid.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know. Then you have them criticizing this person here, they're criticizing Beyonce
for wearing
an inappropriate dress to a children's event at the White House. Listen, please do me a favor. Please. Do me a favor, okay? Please, get off her nuts. She only got nuts and y'all niggas are on this road. Please, seriously. Now, my question is to you.
Mm-hmm.
What story did you hear about either today or recently would you like to talk about?
I was just reading along, browsing. It said, Kendall Jenner pulls a Kanye. She punches a photographer. It got too close. Seriously?
Okay, so wait. So let me get this straight. Okay. Okay. So you guys actually call the paparazzi on yourselves. Okay?
Right.
And then when the paparazzi comes and it gets too close, you decided that you were going to punch the people you called? Really?
Of course.
That don't make me
know. They've been around Kanye too long.
But see, no, but here's my thing, though.
Yeah.
I feel like at the end of the day, that has to be a cutoff point. I'm just saying. Come on now.
So it's not.
Come on now.
What? No, you know it's not.
What
are you talking about?
Hold on. We gotta get this guy to call in right now. He just watched it, and we need him to call in right now. And please call in right now. He just watched that ratchet ass video, the one I told you about, and we need him to call in. Okay, see, I told y'all. See what I'm saying? You see what I'm talking about right now? You know what I mean? I told y'all. See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? You see what I'm talking about?
Of course.
See the fuck I'm talking about? And
exactly.
I posted it. And there it is. Come on, bro. Come on, please call in.
Uh-huh.
I told you this. And people say, oh, that ain't true. Listen. Don't nobody and their mother want to watch some heifer do some bullshit like that for real. Come on now.
But she had this on other bullshit news. Did you hear that Stevie J is supposed to be fake? Amen. Closure.
Oh man, here we go. Really?
Closure.
Okay. See.
Somebody convinced the mouse to be Christian. You feel me?
Wow.
So it's time for communion, don't you think?
Well, how about this?
Which part?
People are getting mad at Candace from Love & Hip Hop. No, the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And they are set with her because I guess it's like she's been with her baby all around the city or whatever. I'm like, get off her nuts again.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
It's so much easier to just write it wrong.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. I really don't get it, bro. I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. I really don't. It's just like, I don't know. Like, it's just, it gets to a point now where, it's like, what? I don't know. Like, it's like, what part of keep your baby inside doesn't she understand it? I mean, come on now. The baby, in case you didn't know, the baby is always susceptible to all sorts of germs and bacteria and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially when it just came out your vagina. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's okay. We're done. Good night, everyone.
I'm serious. Like, I mean, come on now. Let's keep it 100 here, folks. Come on.
Ain't nobody asking for that, though.
But it's the truth. Listen.
God.
What's the point of you going out here and keeping your baby out here, and then you get mad when somebody say, why is your baby out here like that? Stupid.
Yeah.
Really? Surfer?
Yeah.
Surfer. Really?
Yeah.
See, and this is the reason why right now we have a sea of babies who are going to grow up in a world where as soon as they step out the door, bam, toxins.
Yeah.
Hell, we breathe toxins in every damn day. I mean, if you really want to go there with it, I mean, we breathe in toxins every single day.
Yeah.
It's not like we don't. And we do.
Right. Yeah.
So people say, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. No, you knew that. And give it up for the cast of Empire. Let me tell you. Last night, I must say, I've never in my life saw a show that made me feel excited to be a human being. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and that's what it is, though. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like, nobody is this, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And then you got some guys out here now who think that just because they with a chick or whatever, that don't mean that chick love you. Listen, this is to all my niggas right here. Yo, real talk. Let's keep it real.
Uh-huh.
Just because the girl says, "Ooh, I love you," that don't mean shit.
Right.
You don't get that part. Hey, look. Now, hold up. We got the guy that was on there right here for real, and he going to tell y'all how he felt about watching that nasty-ass, ratchet-ass video. All right? All right, so you're now with the True T with me, Genuine, and Miss Sweetie Carter. What's up?
How you doing?
Oh, man.
Good. All right. So you saw the video.
I've seen a little bit of it.
Yeah.
But
I turned it off.
I don't like nigga shit, man. It's sad. Oh, this is T-Slims, by the way, or whatnot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't like nigga shit, man. It makes everybody look bad. Like, for example, a lot of people don't notice this, right? For example, say, you know, hip-hop is usually color with black people or whatnot. Like, you see an image of hip hop, whatever, you see somebody black or you see somebody Spanish or whatnot, correct?
Right.
But,
right.
If you throw those same clothes on a white person, right? They'd be like, oh man, that motherfucker looks stupid. Or, pardon my French, or he looks stupid, whatever. But then I tell you, it's not because he's white. Everybody looks going to look that way, you know what I'm saying? Depending on what you wear. When black people notice that, you know, you can look stupid, it's not the color, it's what you have on, how you act. Once you realize that, things will get better. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's the problem right there. They don't see that.
They don't see it. And when I see, I read your comment, and it was on point because I watched the whole thing. I suffered through the whole thing. And when you said, that's it, I'm done with black people. It's the truth.
Yeah,
like, I was like, what?
Word,
like,
man,
the moment that I read that, I said, thank you for somebody being honest once. Like, yo, okay, I'm done. I can't. This is too much. And the thing is, she doesn't care. Like, there's nut on your face. What's wrong with you?
Right.
Like, there's nobody. So nobody doesn't see this. And then who told you this? He could have been setting you up to kill you in the video because you're sucking on his gun. Why is that gun in your mouth? I have questions. Like, is the gun even loaded? Why is the gun in your mouth? Get the fucking gun out your mouth. Really?
Right. Guns are dirty. Guns are dirty.
I just said that. He just sucked away all the murders that he done did. Because that's exactly
what you
just do. Yeah, girl.
Right, like what you call it? I've owned guns before. Like, you throw the guns in place, you throw it on the floor, throw it in a box or whatever.
Right.
It's dirty, you know what I'm saying? It's dirty, so it's like.
Right.
And you do this on camera. I know she did it for free because if she had any, if she did it for any amount of money, like, the video wouldn't look like that.
Not at all. It's so crazy.
Like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I do a lot of, you know, music production, so, and I see a lot of major stuff, and I see a lot of indie stuff, and it's like,
yeah,
if you're an indie, you do what you gotta do, so you come up. I had to come up too, and you know, you see a difference with the majors and all that, but certain things you just don't do at all. You know what I'm saying? You're like,
right,
you know what?
Thank
we
you.
Can't do it now. We're not going to do this at all.
Exactly.
I was telling my man,
and
I was like, don't fake it till you make it, because you'll never make it.
Right, and that's the thing. And before I let you go, I just want to say something, okay? This guy right here, genius. Instrumentals, whole nine, genius.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Tell them where they can find your stuff at.
Thank you, sir. You can find all my beats at tslims.beatstars.com. That's TSLIMS.beatstars.com. You can find everything there. And thank you for, you know, showing me some love on your radio show. And it was an excellent topic. And, you know, keep me posted or whatnot. And I'll, you know what I'm saying, I use some promo best I can. And hopefully, you know, we can run a couple contests, you know, through your radio station. I give out some free beats or whatever. You know, we work something
out.
No
problem at all. Thanks.
And
for
there it is
too.
Yeah, matter of fact, yeah, well, I'll be on Facebook, so when you get a chance, you don't hit me up either today or tomorrow. We can work that out.
Got you. Thank you.
All right, thank you for the love, and, you know, keep me posted so I can listen to this every week. You know what I mean? I'll give you some
no
love.
No problem. No problem,
all right,
bro.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, too. One. Peace.
All right.
Peace.
Good night.
There you go, y'all. See that right there? Real love. So listen, we are out. This right here is the True Tea. I'm Genuine Collington.
Switch Blake Carter on the line.
You already know what it is. Holla back at your boy, One.